Hey there, thank you for listening to our Big Time Talker podcast. I'm Burke Allen, live at our studios here in Washington, D.C. Our special guest today is award-winning author Jessica Flory. We're going to talk about her book, Oceans of Sand, and get into the writer's life a little bit. Our show is sponsored by SpeakerMatch.com. SpeakerMatch is the world's largest online virtual speakers bureau. That means if you're a meeting planner and you need a speaker for your next event, or maybe you're a speaker and you're looking for meeting planners, check out SpeakerMatch.com. Hey, we have brand new episodes of the Big Time Talker podcast ready for you to subscribe and download every Tuesday at Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartMedia, wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you'll make us a part of your listening day and your listening week. Jessica Flory is an award-winning fantasy and romance author, and you can find her online at jessicaflory.com. Right now, she's got a special out on this new book called Oceans of Sand. It's an award-winning book, and that makes you an award-winning author. And first of all, congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much.
So this is what's called a young adult book. And for folks that are maybe not familiar with that nomenclature, young adult books are really not necessarily targeted for kids. They're just a little maybe cleaner and less saucy than other books. Is that a good way to describe Oceans of Sand?
That is a good way to describe Oceans of Sand, for sure. And it's definitely a clean, spice-free book, meaning that there's no erotic scenes or anything like that. Kissing is, you know, as far as things go. But young adult generally refers to the age of the characters. So my characters are 17, 18 years old. So anything in the teens is going to be a young adult book. Young teen might be middle grade, but that's typically what young adult refers to. But really, like, anybody can enjoy a young adult book.
When you sit down to write these books in that genre, the young adult genre, or young adult, whether it's a romance or fantasy, do you visualize a target reader? I mean, do you write these thinking, 16, 17, 18 year old young person is on the other end reading that book? Or do you write for a broader spectrum of folks?
Yeah, good question. So kind of both. I do have a target reader. My target readers are basically, if you're a fan of Brandon Sanderson or Marissa Meyer, you're probably going to love my books. They've got a lot of the same elements, good, clean fantasy, really fun, epic adventures, and a dose of sweet romance. So that's kind of my ideal reader. And honestly, like, I am my ideal reader. That's what I like. Right. And so I write what I would enjoy as a reader. So that's kind of who I envision when I'm writing. But when I'm asking people what they like and trying to gauge if they're going to enjoy my book, I always tell them, you know, it's for teens and up. There are heavier themes. Just because it's a clean book doesn't mean it doesn't deal with difficult issues, you know? So that some people, if you're looking for like a fluffy light read, it might not be for you. That's kind of how I describe my target reader.
Well, let's talk about the book a little bit. You said that it does deal with some tough stuff, even though it's a fantasy romance book. So if you run into somebody in a coffee shop and they say, "Hey, Jessica, what's your new book about?" You would say what?
I would say that Oceans of Sand is a young adult fantasy romance set in a world where the moon is so close to their planet that it pulls the sand into waves. So one girl and her best friend and secret crush, to save their people, have to cross the ocean of sand. That's basically it in a nutshell.
That's a pretty good elevator pitch you got there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And if you look at the cover of Oceans of Sand, which, by the way, you can check out at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, or on JessicaFlory.com, the cover really kind of tells the story. So when you work with your cover designer, do you give them that elevator pitch and say, okay, now make this happen visually? Or what's the process behind this cover, which, by the way, I think is fantastic?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love the cover. I love it so much. The first time I saw it, I cried. It was so, so beautiful. And this is my first book, definitely not the last. Seeing that cover was just, wow, a dream come true. So I talked with the artist, and for this book, I really had a vision of what I wanted it to look like. So I described to him, I want, you know, Nora, my main character. I want Zadok, my other main character, and her crush and best friend. I want them on a boat sailing the ocean of sand, because that's kind of the big draw. That's what makes my world really unique, is that they go sailing on this sea of sand. And what's a world like where the gravity is so strong that it actually pulls the sand into waves? So I wanted that front and center. I wanted the moon, really large on the horizon. So I knew what I wanted. And yeah, Brian Hales is the artist, and he just really brought it to life and made it just shine. It's beautiful.
You mentioned being a first-time author, and this book is coming out, and now you're getting these accolades for it, which has to feel really good. But I wonder what it was like when you opened that box of books for the first time and you held one in your hand. Can you kind of verbally paint that picture for me?
Oh my gosh. There, yeah, I will do my best to describe that feeling, but really, like, it was indescribable. It was just, I mean, incredible. Like, I've had this dream for almost my whole life. I've been writing since I was a kid, and always wanted to publish a book, but it's such a competitive world. I didn't know if it would ever really happen. And self-publishing is a fantastic option, and there are so many great self-published books out there, but that wasn't the direction I wanted to go. So, part of that dream was out of my hands. Part of it is just sending out this book to editors and agents and kind of crossing my fingers and hoping that somebody picks it up and sees the potential. So when that happened, I mean, man, I screamed, I did a little happy dance, like I was just thrilled, over the moon. And then, yeah, holding that book, the product of 2 years of work, was just phenomenal. There's a video of me unboxing it on my Instagram, which is Jessica Flory Author, and my kids are all there, my husband's there, and it was incredible to be surrounded by these people who are, so important to me and who've supported me in this dream for so long. And the kids know that when the door is closed and I'm in my office doing my writing, like, leave mommy alone. She's busy. She's in the zone. So having them there to support was just amazing. And in the video, my 5-year-old, he just starts freaking out, and he's like, "It's oceans of sand!" Ah! Like, it was just, oh my God, it was the best moment ever.
That's fantastic. Jessica Flory is our guest today on the Big Time Talker podcast. She's the award-winning author of Oceans of Sand, the young adult fantasy romance novel available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, wherever great books are sold. You also have an audiobook,
Yes.
and that's kind of exciting for folks, I would imagine, who are first-time authors to hear something that literally came out of your head in this case, because it's a fantasy book, and put out there in such a dramatic way. So tell me about that in the audiobook.
Oh man, yeah. The audiobook came out fairly recently, like a couple weeks ago, and it was, oh, so cool. Such another amazing moment. So the publisher really handled like everything with the audiobook. They hired the narrator. I didn't have to do much there. I sent her like a pronunciation guide and helped out with that. Since it is a fantasy book, there are, some unique names.
Sure.
But yeah, so then she sent me the draft files and just said, "Is this okay? Am I pronouncing things the way you want? Like, just give it a listen. Am I missing anything?" And so hearing that for the first time, I was just like, yeah, it was incredible. And the narrator, Chloe Bright, she was absolutely perfect. I just fell in love with her voice. She sounds like I envisioned Nora sounding. So yeah, I'm in love with it.
So she got it just right, even though you have never met her in person. Wow. Jessica Flory is our guest. She's the award-winning author of this incredible book that you may want to check out as an audiobook, or if you're an e-reader, it's available there, as well as a print version called Oceans of Sand. Where does the idea begin for something like this that is in this sort of fantastical world? As you said, it literally is about this young couple, and they're on a boat crossing an ocean of sand. Where did the germ of the idea come from?
Yeah, great question. So my degree is actually in molecular biology. That's what I studied in college, and I really love it. I love science. So I try to bring in kernels of science into my writing, like kernels of truth, like maybe this could really actually happen. So the idea for Oceans of Sand came when I was free writing. I was looking for my next idea, what I wanted to write next. And the writing prompt was write about being alone in a vast space. And so immediately the desert popped into my mind and I just started writing. I didn't, I don't edit myself when I'm free writing. I just blah, like whatever comes out. And a lot of really good ideas actually come from that. So
Sure.
the first thing that popped in my head was the desert and just this girl wandering in the desert and what that would feel like to be completely alone, surrounded by sand, and how would you know where to go, and where is she going, this girl? And so it really intrigued me. And then I wanted to pull in my science background and do something unique. And so I just thought, what if the moon was so close to the planet that the sand was pulled into waves, and to travel the sand, they actually have to sail. What if this girl loved to sail and she knew the stars and she used the stars to navigate? And so that's kind of where the idea came from.
How tough is it, Jessica, in a world where teenagers have so many electronic distractions, whether it be social media or TikTok, videos or video games, to get them interested in reading a book?
That is a great question, and that's tough. And as a parent, I deal with that a lot, right? Like my kids, they love screens, they love games. It's just part of the world we live in, and it's kind of
Sure.
tough to find that balance. Yeah, they're meant to be addicting. But I do think that reading is something that will never go away. There's something magical about reading. My 9-year-old son, he loves games, he loves screens, but he's got a reader for a mom. So I'm pushing books at him all the time, and he just finished the Harry Potter series and he's 9. And I'm like, wow. And now I gave him The Lightning Thief by Rick Riordan, and he's like halfway through that already. I gave it to him a couple days ago. So I do think that reading just has a natural draw. There's something special about being pulled into a new world and envisioning it in your head, how you want it to look like. And there's something magical there that I don't think will ever go away completely.
Do you think a lot of it has to do with, even though you've written this fantasy novel in this whole other world and you've done the world building, with the characters and making characters that the young people can identify with? I would think that would have to still be key, no matter how fantastic the setup is.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. And that's partially why I like writing young adults so much, is because it's such a unique time of life. I mean, you're figuring out who you are, you're learning more about yourself, you're deciding the course you want your life to take. That only happens once during your teenage years, and I think it's fun to write about that time and connect with that age.
So you said this is your first book. It's not going to be your last. How
Oh,
long did it take
definitely
you to
not.
write this one?
This one took me about a year and a half to write, and then another 6 months working with the publisher on editing and proofreading and all that stuff. So the sequel is actually already done. It's with my publisher right now being proofread. Release date is next year, August. And that one went a lot quicker, because with Oceans of Sand, I'm a very busy mom, and writing was more of a hobby. It's becoming more of a job, which I love, which is awesome. But yeah, then I really only had 15 minutes a day. So I wrote Oceans of Sand in 15 minutes a day over the course of a year and a half. And yeah, it's a dream come true to have it published. The sequel, I've started waking up early, early-ish, trying to wake up before my kiddos. And I'm usually able to get in about 45 minutes to an hour of writing a day now. So that's been really helpful. I've been able to write a little bit faster and get the sequel done a little quicker.
How many kids?
I've got 4 kids. I've got 3 boys and then a girl.
So it's a quiet house then.
Oh yeah, never, never too much noise over here.
Jessica Florey is the award-winning author of this book that I think you may check out, called Oceans of Sand, especially if you have a high school or college age person in your life. You can find out more about Jessica at jessicaflorey.com. So you talked about writing first thing in the morning before the kids get up and moving. And as a first-time writer, I'm sure there are listeners to the podcast who think, I've got a book in me. I should write that book. Or they've been told, you know, they have a unique life story and they should write it down. What advice would you give to first-time writers? Because it wasn't that long ago that you were one of them.
Yeah. My biggest piece of advice is just don't give up. If writing is a passion you have, just make the time for it. Make it a habit. Do it consistently every day. You know, not every month has to be NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, right? Where you just sit and like pound out 50,000 words in a month. You're going to burn yourself out doing that. But doing it consistently every day really can yield amazing results. And you will get better. Everybody starts somewhere. Nobody starts out as, you know, this amazing best-selling author. Like they had to work. They had to work hard to get there. So just keep going. Keep working at it. And to fiction writers out there, my other biggest piece of advice I always give is to read the book Story Engineering by Larry Brooks. When I've read many, many writing books, but that's the book that really elevated my writing to a new level. So I recommend that to everybody, all other writers I meet.
Well, you get a lot of, you know, 5-star reviews and, you know, people like Indies Today calls your book exquisite and Reader's Favorite says it's a journey you won't want to return from. So people are liking it.
Yeah, I've gotten some reviews that have made me cry, honestly. So it's been, man, the feedback has, yeah, been incredible because you put your heart and soul into this work. You hope that other people will like it, you know, but yeah, it's been amazing to get that feedback. And I'm on Instagram a lot, hearing from other people on Instagram, you know, sending me messages and stuff saying like, oh my gosh, it's 4 a.m. and I just finished and when's the next one coming? You know, that's my why. That's why I do it. Hearing from those people, it's just like, wow, this is amazing. Being able to share this story that's so dear to me with other people and have them fall in love with my characters as well. There's nothing like it.
Are you the type of author that would love to see your book become a, you know, a TV series or a movie? Or do you like the fact that you have the ultimate control over how this story is told and how your characters are represented? It seems to me that there are two camps in the author world on that stuff.
Yeah. That is a very interesting question. I think, I mean, being made into a TV show or a movie would be amazing. It would be so, so cool. I mean, talk about dream come true. That would be really, really neat. But
there is a big but.
The caveat there, yeah, is if it's done in a way where they changed a lot of my work, you know, then I would be kind of bummed. Because you do see that happen where you're so excited for a movie adaptation of a book you love, and then it's not really the same story that you loved, or they've taken a lot of creative liberties, you know, and you're kind of like, oh, that was a little disappointing. So I mean, if someone came up to me today and was like, hey, I want to make your book into a movie, I most likely would say, yes, let's do it. That'd be awesome. But I would have that tiny bit of like fear and hope and crossing my fingers that it turns out well and they don't change it too much.
Well, you can only imagine that, you know, the Hollywood machine, when it gets moving, everybody wants to put their own stamp on it. So you have a book called Oceans of Sand that's literally about an ocean of sand and two young people in a boat crossing it. And pretty soon, you know, you get it to Hollywood and they lose the boat and it becomes a Corvette and it's not sand anymore. And maybe it's dirt, you know.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah, it's so true. That happens more often than I like.
Congratulations on the success of the first one. I know the second one will do equally as well.
Thank you so much.
That's our guest, Jessica Flory, the fantasy and romance author of Oceans of Sand, winner of the 2023 Reader's Favorite Book Awards. I'm Burke Allen in our studio here in Washington, D.C. Thanks again to our show sponsor, SpeakerMatch.com, the world's largest online virtual speakers bureau. And of course, thanks to you for making us part of your day. Check out Jessica Flory at jessicaflory.com and wherever great books and audiobooks are sold. Now, go out and make it a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.